So the last part of this part of the survey about what docs would do, it relates to the, quote, good risk, lower risk, patient without high risk factors, whatever you want to call it. And this is where it really got interesting, because what we saw in general was that people are not recommending treatment for patients like that. You know, a little bit more likely if they were the patient to take a fluoropyrimidine alone, capecitabine, for example. But then when we went back and said, okay, here's a theoretical situation. You have a baseline risk of relapse of 13%. It's going to come down 2.5% with fluoropyrimidine alone, and it's going to come down 2.5% more with FOLFOX. So we didn't say this is the case. We just said, let's assume you knew these were what the numbers were. And incidentally, those were the numbers on the Ravden Adjuvant website for the same case. So it's a low risk. Whether it's correct or not, who knows? It's, you know, Ravden qualifies that it's based on whether you believe the relative risk model goes down into the lower subset, and you may or may not believe it. But if you do apply those relative risk numbers, that's what you get. And the fascinating thing was, again, for sort of the same case or a similar case, the vast majority of these people, 95%, would treat or be treated, and mostly with oxaliplatin-containing regimen. So, I guess the conclusion would be is that if you knew, you could get another 2.5% without oxali, and if you knew, you can get 2.5% with fluoropyrimidine, most people would take FOLFOX. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but I think the MOSAIC trial has done a lot to undermine our understanding of treating stage 2 patients. We know we have fluoropyrimidine bringing 2-3% to the table. We know that in average risk stage 2 patients. So then here comes MOSAIC, and MOSAIC not designed to split out these two groups, and then it keeps getting split and brought back together and split and brought back together. And not only did we split it between stage 3 and stage 2, we then split stage 2 into average risk and higher risk, right?
Right.
And so now we've got this smaller subset. It's been presented many times split by the authors of MOSAIC.
Right.
Okay? So the data is out there in that form. The FDA split it and said, okay, we're only going to approve it for stage 3, which was a foul, and we cried foul. How could you split this out? How could you just only approve it for stage 3? But now we're coming back and taking exactly the opposite stance and saying, okay, with this super split out data, all of a sudden ox is not playing in the average risk stage 2 patient.
I know you're talking about the most recent presentation at ASCO 2007.
Right? Failing to show a survival benefit of the addition of oxaliplatin, not to nothing, but to 5-FU.
Right.
So this message has really gotten confused. Now, we can still come back and say, well, is the 3% or the 6% worth it? But to say that there is no benefit is not the message. And I sort of come back and applaud NSABP with C07 of not ever showing us the split out data. It is one lump sum of data, not stage 2
stage
and 3.
Two and that was FLOX, of course.
Right. But it showed the positive magnitude of benefit was the same as what was seen in the MOSAIC. But we've not looked at this micro split out. So I actually think that's been a disservice to our understanding of what's high risk and low risk. Patient comes in with a moderately differentiated T3, but 0 of 10 lymph nodes, okay? So we're going to give that guy FOLFOX, but a patient that comes in with 1 of 30 probably is at, you know, maybe lower risk, and we're going to automatically give that guy FOLFOX. But now if you have 0 of 12 lymph nodes, I'm not going to give you anything all of a sudden?
Absolutely.
It's too black and white
totally
for what is a very gray world.
Right. It's just somehow the thought came out of there of, quote, chemo or FOLFOX, quote, doesn't work in low-risk stage 2. And we're ignoring the fact that even if you believe that, and of course there's an events issue that relates to that, it doesn't mean that a fluoropyrimidine alone is not going to give you some benefit and with less toxicity.
Right.